necessity is the mother of invention for us. We have a lot of challenges that require creative thinking to find ways of getting after it.
Welcome to a new and exciting limited series that we're kicking off called the Digital Warfighting Series with CENTCOM. You know, we hear a lot about challenges and what needs to be done, but less about what's actually going on today. And so excited to highlight several efforts at CENTCOM. And here today we have CENTCOM's Chief Technology Officer, who has been in the role for a year and a half now, Ms. Skylar Moore, to talk about CENTCOM's vision for this work and what we want to accomplish with the series.
Really excited to be here. Thank you guys for coming out.
So, Sky, we had you on the Building the Base podcast, maybe a year ago now. Hard to believe how fast time. And we talked then about, the breadth, the scale, the complexity, and the excitement about the digital transformation ongoing here at CENTCOM. And so we're excited to have this talk to you and a number of folks from the command. Can you help give our listeners just a little bit of a sense of CENTCOM's vision and then the sense of scale that you guys are trying to implement this digital transformation vision across?
Sure. So, from the commander has a clear vision of what his priorities for how we go about our mission is, which is people, partners, and innovation. And innovation is certainly not just technology. It's intended to be targeted at processes, at culture. There's a lot that underpins innovation for the command. And then that's paired with an urgency and breadth of threats that we face and with missions that we have to accomplish that requires innovation. In a lot of ways, there is, necessity is the mother of invention for us. We have a lot of challenges that require creative thinking to find ways of getting after it.
When you talk about necessity as the mother of invention, today's a really important time. Post October 7th, things have changed since you started in the role. How has the command's vision for digital transformation and innovation evolved with such events?
I think that the events that have happened over the last 4 months have been the ultimate trial for whether the tools that we've built, for whether the processes that we've put in place have been effective. And because we were running digital exercises for about a year leading up to October 7th, we were investing in digital tools and in hardware and in unmanned systems to allow us to be able to see farther, to understand better, to make better decisions. And then we got opportunity to test in real life whether or not those were effective. And many of them have really proven out in a really meaningful way. There are tools that users gravitated towards immediately. And as soon as the conflict started, it was clear that they gravitated towards them because they were going to fix problems for them and they were going to make them better at their jobs, which is fantastic. There were processes in place of them having that muscle memory of talking to engineers, of explaining their processes to engineers that allowed them to make fixes to those tools as they needed to along the road. That said, it's not to say that everything is perfect. There were absolutely tools that users then moved away from. There were tools that we had invested time in, and users said, no, that's not ready yet. These are real-world operations with real consequences. We are not ready to use that tool yet, and that is fantastic feedback in and of itself.
So we're super excited for the series because you bring forth, I'll say, a wide variety of practitioners who are operating at different elements within this very complex multi-service, multinational operation across such a wide area of responsibility. Can you give us a sense kind of who you've chosen to kind of highlight this effort at these different echelons and what our listeners should expect from each one of these guests we have coming up?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm really excited for this series because it gives a voice to the people that these tools are built around. And it's not that an engineer or a technologist owns and builds these tools. We are facilitating the people who are actually fighting right now. And so you'll hear from the people who are actually, no kidding, fighting. We started with folks who are working in the counter-UAS space. So Colonel Molly Salisbury will talk to you about what that mission set looks like, what it feels like to be at a base defense operations center and to manage the volume of threats that are coming at folks over there. We'll then move to air operations of zooming out a little bit beyond a base and looking at the theater of how Colonel Garrett Hogan manages and thinks about air operations and combat operations for his space. We'll then move up another echelon to look at headquarters, and Brigadier General Cogbill will talk to you about what coordination looks like as you're moving up. The complexity is increasing. You have multi-domain, you have cross-service coordination happening. We're working with the Joint Staff and the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Complexity of coordination and the number of people who have shared awareness is really, really critical at that level. And then, of course, partners. We have Lieutenant Colonel Massey, who's our British liaison, who's going to talk about the partnered environment that we've been developing at CENTCOM and the importance of investing in tools like that, because we have never fought alone. We will never fight alone. And so digital investment in that space outside of just ourselves as U.S. forces is critically important.
What does the command hope to accomplish in terms of cultural barriers for scaling some of these efforts? Is it creating awareness of success so that you can replicate it? Or what does the command hope to get out of this?
I hope they get a better understanding of the operational problem set. In the same way, candidly, that I have of coming into headquarters as somebody who came from a more technical side and sitting side by side with operators and watching what their processes are made me better and me more able to serve them and give them solutions that help them if I understand what their problem is. And so my hope is that for folks in industry, for folks on the technical side, that listening will give them a better sense of the problem that we are collectively trying to solve for.
Fantastic. And where do we take it from here? Do you see new exercises, expansion of exercises, anything you can preview in terms of the specifics guests will talk about?
Some common threads you'll hear across this series is about relationships. Again, we talk about the technology and the tools, but the real impact and sustainability of these capabilities comes from relationships. So what we mean by that is you'll hear about relationships between the technical community and the users, of having them embedded side by side. We have engineers that are shoulder to shoulder with our operators, both here at headquarters and at the components, and we've seen huge impactful results from that. Talking about the relationships between different companies and industry partners, you'll hear folks talking about the opportunity and frustration sometimes when we don't have our data and our different systems integrated with one another so that they can work well together. We don't believe that any one solution can solve any of the various and complex challenges that we have in theater. It's a combination of them. And whenever those relationships within industry are working well, then we yield the results. And finally, you'll hear about the relationships across the command of the men and women in uniform who are doing such incredible work. You'll hear them talk with a lot of energy about the missions that they're working on, about the experiments that they're running, about the tools that they're using. There is no question that this has been a very serious time for the command at a very high operational tempo, but it is a testament to the quality of operators that we have out there, some of whom you will hear from over the course of this series, that they are doing such an incredible job in making such progress with the tools and solutions and mechanisms that are given to them.
Well, there's a lot to unpack. We can't wait to do so in the coming episodes. Sky, thanks to you and your team for kicking this off. We're excited to see where we can take this.
Thank you guys so much for coming in and for giving these folks a chance to share what they're working on and the good progress that they've made.
You've been listening to Building the Base, a podcast by Lauren Badula and Hondo Gertz. Remember to subscribe and share wherever you're listening. Leave a comment to suggest a guest. And for up-to-date insights on the show, join our newsletter at www.buildingthebase.org. That's www.buildingthebase.org.